We're on the telephone with Joe Herdlicka of the Iowa Telecommunications Association. Joe is the Director of Government Relations for the ITA. And Joe, tell us again about the Iowa Telecommunications Association and who you represent.
Sure, Ken. We represent the smaller providers in rural areas of Iowa. And we represent smaller communities like Everly, Havelock, small communities in Iowa, farm communities. We're not the big guys, the Verizons or the AT&Ts of the world. We're serving the rural areas of our state.
Now, we've visited with people from your organization before about the Great Disconnect, and let's tell folks again what we're talking about here.
Sure. What we're primarily focused on right now is trying to educate the public about how telecommunication service could be in danger with some of the plans that are currently under consideration by the FCC. The main impact of this issue is the revenue streams. A couple of the key revenue streams over which our providers are dependent could be going away if the FCC has it if the plan is executed as it's drafted now. What we're trying to avoid is a scenario where, you know, our providers have been pretty forward-thinking and they've already deployed broadband service in a number of the areas they serve. You know, we don't want to endanger their ability to pay back loans in which they've invested to deploy broadband service to rural areas. That's the key issue. We don't want to see broadband service that's so important to the customers out there. And that's kind of a key. We're going to talk about this event we have coming up. We really want to try and demonstrate to the public the value of broadband service and what it provides not only to agriculture but rural economic development as well.
Now, you have next week, Tuesday, July 26th, the USDA Administrator of the Rural Utilities Service coming into the state.
Yes, we're thrilled to have Jonathan Adelstein come in. He was making a keynote address at a convention involving our industry in the Twin Cities about that time. But in the North Springs area, Omnitel Communications is in the process of deploying a $35 million fiber to the home project, part of which is being financed through the Rural Utilities Service. And we want to use that visit to demonstrate to Administrator Adelstein the work that we're doing, the impact that it has on Iowa's communities. We're going to bring a tractor in and show how a broadband connection is used to download data to a GPS system on the tractor. We're going to also show some other uses of broadband, particularly on the farm and in rural directed businesses.
Now, is the administrator, is he a key player in helping to make this decision, or is this strictly an FCC decision?
This will strictly be an FCC decision. What we're trying to do through the Great Disconnect campaign and this event that we're hosting with Administrator Adelstein is simply show the importance of the work that we do and show that the financing that's provided through his particular agency could be in jeopardy based on our company's abilities to pay those loans back if some of the plans the FCC is currently contemplating go into effect.
Okay, if somebody wants more information on the Great Disconnect, where can they go?
You know, that I'm glad you brought that up. We've established a website. It's simply called thegreatdisconnect.org. And if people want to get involved in communicating with their representatives of Congress, perhaps a letter to the editor of the local newspaper or the FCC directly, if they go to the Take Action tab, which is in the middle of the page. They can. We have some template example type letters they can use to do that. The page is also kind of, we feel like it has a fun way of engaging people to learn more about the things that we do. For example, a lot of people don't know that our network supports wireless communication in rural areas. You know, people don't realize that wireless communication doesn't just bounce from tower to tower to tower. It goes from a tower down into the ground over a wireline-based network over, you know, which one of our companies might have, to be completed toward a tower where the call is being completed. So they can learn some things like that, which are really important to the services that we provide our customers in rural areas.